views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000,
hey, Dave, we can't hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. Here we go. Sorry about that, Scotty. I didn't unmute myself. Welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And just want to thank you for joining the show today. And we have a live show for you. Today is October the 13th, 2017. And once again, we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to it all. So, definitely, if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any given time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit star. Today, what I want to do is a little different. I didn't have a lot of time. I've been, for some of you that do know, I've been working on a program for us all, and just the overall pace of it's been really, really fast. I have a killer crowdfunding campaign that we're going to be engaging into. So before we get into the news, let me just say a couple of things. But before we do that, no, let's take first things first. First things first, let's talk about the administrative duties that we need to take care of so the Black Talk Radio Network is still on pace and still going forward. If you would like to donate, and I would ask that you please donate to Black Talk Radio Network, is the only way that we're going to be able to continue to meet. If you would go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and just when you're there, go ahead and go to the donation prompt, and once you're there, give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to grow, and we will definitely need that going forward in the future. So by all means, please donate to Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, so that we can continue to grow. So very, very important. Also, you can go to to another way that you can support Black Talk Radio Network from its homepage and hit the donation prompt. You can go to also BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media outlet that Black Talk Radio Network has put together for your social media engagement so that you can do it in a more affected by the mainstream social media. Most of us think that it's free because they don't charge you any cash, but they charge you in ways of taking it out of your butt in so many different ways. So we want to make sure that that is something that's not going to be adversely affecting us, and we can go forward and do very, very well. So please go to www.blacktalkradionetwork and be a part of BTR Community. You'll see it there. It is the capital, is the black B in capital, excuse me, yeah, it's the black capital, black, man, what's wrong with me? It's the capital B with the black background. That's there. And then the overall membership is $24 a year, $24 a year. And you can post things about you, your business, things that you think that needs to have more public exposure, things that you are resonating with, things that you want to share, and do all of your social media activities. And it's there only for $24 a year. And then you won't be data mined, and you won't be as adversely affected by your identity being sold to any person. This is why you get a lot of different calls from different people. And it's just a more holistic way to do social media. And it's with someone that put it together with you in mind. Okay? So definitely use it. I will be using it as well. Only place that I post. Okay, so... Also, if you'd like to acquire real money, you can go to prosperitymint.com, prosperitymint.com, and check out what's there in inventory, and then email info@prosperitymint.com, and someone, please do that so someone can get back to you. There was someone that had a problem. If you have a problem and you email Prosperity Mint, or email me, please respond back when you get a chance so it's not forgotten, okay? I know their credit card system is down on theirs, so that's not in. Plus, so and they charge you so much more for that. There's other ways to do it. So definitely email info@prosperitymint.com to acquire real money. You can save as a king or queen, or as a lady and a gentleman. Also, real quickly, what else we got? Everyone, please continue to support my man, Michael Emmanuel. Go there. Support Black Roses Houston Relief Program. Please go there and make that contribution to them. And because so necessary, so needed. Let me grab something real quickly. And I didn't lose it. All right, so... definitely want to engage in that. Okay, also, make sure that if you would like to be involved in the cryptocurrencies, you can do that with us through ourcryptocurrency.com, ourcryptocurrency.com, and you could your cryptocurrency can be traded via the Trade Coin Club program, which is really good, has done well for me. I'm very pleased in it. But we also have another program. It's another program I want to talk to you all really quickly before we get into today's show. How do I want to do this? Okay. Move this here so I don't drop. All right. My doggone phone is losing a charge, so how am I going? There we go. All right. So there's I want to just let you all know there's a crowdfunding opportunity for you all and crowdfunding was made legal by the Obama administration, signed it into law, so you can crowdfund for whatever it is you want. And I have a crowdfunding for members. Your donations go right back to the overall members that's there in the form of cash and in the form of Bitcoin. So, and this program is really, 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 really good. I will be meeting with individuals, and everything is going to be setting up very quickly. And if you're familiar with that, I had a conference call Saturday and Sunday. It was a bunch of people that was there. And there are some people that I'm going to be signing up. I'm actually going to sign my man Scotty up for it, and I will take care of the fees for that for my man Scotty. Scotty, you there? If you can unmute yourself, Scotty, 1 second. Give Scotty a chance to whenever you get a chance, Scotty, come in real quick. Just want to express something to you real quick.
I'm sorry. Okay. I was on the phone call. What's going on?
No, I knew you were. Hey, Scotty, I have a killer crowdfunding campaign that's going to be going on, and I'm going to sign you up, and I'm going to pay for your membership, and the overall residuals on this is sick. So if you would, text me your full name, your email address that you want to be attached to your account, and a telephone number you want to be attached to the account.
You already have that information. You already have that information. That's my real name, Scotty T. Reed. That's what I go by.
Oh, yes.
And that's my email address.
Okay, yes, I just wanted to make sure. Yeah. I didn't know if it was going to be a different number that you wanted or a different email. So I got everything I need for you, Scotty. So I'm going to sign it up, and because I can't sign up an organization, else I would have signed up Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay.
But it's going to be great. But we're going to be making donations from there because we got to have a humanitarian cause. And this is my humanitarian cause, is the overall radio and getting information out to people is going to be one of them. So
all
I appreciate
we appreciate
you so much,
that,
brother.
Dave.
What was that, Scotty?
I said we appreciate that.
For sure, my man, for sure. So, okay, so let me real quickly. I'm going to have a... For those of you that were on the call on Saturday or Sunday, we had a bunch of people that were there. After Tando Radio Show today at 7:15 Eastern Standard Time, let me make sure I send out a text. I'm trying to send out a mass text, and I'm doing it right now, y'all, so y'all don't have to be mad at me. Okay, let me... One second. Give me a second here, everyone. Let me get this, pull this up. One second. Let me check the time. I think I said 7:15, but I may have said something else. I want to make sure I got it right. Okay, it's tonight at 7:15, right after Tando Radio Show. And the conference call number, for those of you that are here, that are part of Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network. The number is going to be 712-775-7035. And the code will be 968955. There's another, or something else that, it's another platform. And then we'll give some cryptocurrency classes, free cryptocurrency classes, and we're going to do it off of Zoom. And so for those of you that were on our Zoom call on Sunday, we're going to have another one, but we're going to have everything synchronized tonight after Tando Radio Show at 7:15. So let me give you the call-in number one more time, and we're not going to be on there very long, okay? So just to get the information out, and then those of you, if you have questions, you can jump off once you know your question or once you hear it. It's going to be 712-775-7035, and the code is going to be 968955. And just because of the interest of time, I've been extremely busy with different things. I need to get some updated information. If you haven't heard the presentation, you need to hear it. And if you have heard the presentation on the weekend, let me give you I'm going to give you some updates on what's going on, okay? Some things you need to do and get you squared away and help you set up everything. What's up, Strategic Melanin? Make sure you all are there right after Tando Radio Show at 7:15, the call-in for the crowdfunding conference call, just to get you information and to get you ready to engage in it. If you heard the conference call this weekend or last weekend, and good to hear your see you in chat, Strategic Melanin. If you haven't, if you heard the presentation on Saturday or Sunday, or you were on the Zoom, had a bunch of people on both. Had multiple calls on Saturday and multiple classes on Sunday. Then I want you to be there tonight for updates or just the overall initial presentation. I'll give you more information and get you ready to go. Okay? It's 712 is the area code, 775-7035. And the code is 968955. That will be at 7:15 Central Standard Time. So 15 minutes after Tando Radio Show goes off, we'll have that. Okay? So just wanted you to know that. All right. So let's jump into, let me make, another couple of things. If you're in the Dallas area, there's going to be a seminar. I'm not in on this seminar, but I know that some of the people that were on this seminar, good people. And it's going to be a seminar, and it's October the 14th, tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it is the Launch, Learn, and Earn. I think that's Earn. It's two. Okay, Launch. Yeah, the Launch, Learn, and Earn event. And it's going to be held at the Westin Galleria, Dallas, at the Western Galleria, Dallas, 13340 Dallas Parkway, Dallas, Texas, 75240 is the zip code. And that's it. For those of you that are familiar with the Dallas area, that's a Western Galleria in Dallas. One more time, it's 13340 Dallas Parkway, Dallas, Texas, 75240 for the Launch, Learn, and Earn seminar. And it's going to be from 10:30 to 3 p.m. And this is going, whoa, I didn't know that they were engaged in, okay, cool. Genesis Mining, man, some major, major people. I'm not surprised. I've had the opportunity to meet some of the brothers that are affiliated with it, Dr. Lee, Dr. Adrian Blue, and my man James Wealthy. Is all involved in it, and these are some great people. I'm looking forward to working and build with them. So if you're in the Dallas area, come on down to that seminar tomorrow. Phenomenal. And let me just say this, with this crowdfunding campaign, as it grows, I plan on having conferences here in Dallas. You all will have no excuse not to be there, and we'll have some of the best information, best individuals for you to be there. From the earnings that you'll be able to make, come on down to Dallas, and we'll have a great seminar, and it'll be a great opportunity for us to have finally meet and then to synchronize our overall objectives and our agenda, and we can move forward. So definitely looking forward to that. That event is going to be tomorrow. And so let's jump into what's in the news. But before we jump into the what's in the news, I had the opportunity of talking to my man Warren Valentine this morning. Hadn't talked to Warren Valentine in a while, and greatly appreciate Warren Valentine for what he's done for me. He actually introduced me to radio. And the reason why we have Candle Radio Show now, and looking forward to working with Warren Valentine. And Warren has a show. Definitely look up Warren's show. The information that Warren gives and just this perspective that Warren gives is priceless in itself. So looking forward to that. And my man Marcus J from Ain't No Half Steppin'. Marcus has been the guest on here. I'm going to reach out to Warren to come on the show as well here. And so I'm just really, really looking forward to that. And it was just good to reconnect with my brother, and greatly appreciate and looking forward to doing a whole lot more. So that was really, really made my day, even though the city messed up my daggone sprinklers and everything else. And my man Warren put a shine on it. Just being able to talk to him today, and I was so appreciative. And those of you that don't know who Warren Valentine is, definitely check out his show Monday through Friday. I'm not quite sure of the time, but just you can actually go to the internet. And then there are some people here that are listeners to here that may know that, and if they would give that information, would greatly appreciate it. So my man Warren Valentine is the real true fighter. So let's get into what's in the news. And if you would like to jump into the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. All right. And make sure everyone here, make sure you're on that conference call tonight. And if you need to know that number, once again, it's I'm going to give it to you. Shoot, I can't. It went dark. Hold on. It's area code 712-775-7035. And the code is going to be 968955. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. Today is pretty much an open show because I've been been scrambling. It's a Financial Friday, and I said how to play the future. So definitely if you would like to jump in at any given time, please do. And so, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump into what's in the news and get forward. I haven't even checked up on what's in the news today. I've been swamped, so I'd be glad when it gets back so I can get back to my regular routine. Whoa. So Bitcoin has jumped back up pretty darn high. As I almost said, okay. So that's cool. So let me check in with some news real quick to make sure I'm good to go and make sure there isn't nothing that was pressing that I missed that I need to bring to your attention. So let me check a couple of things and check a couple of news agencies before I go with you all and bringing you what's in the news, because your boy has not been up on what's been going on, because I've been occupied trying to build the ark in for all of us and those of us that we resonate with. So let me check I'm gonna get into it. I have what's in the news there, but I want to check a couple of things to make sure I didn't miss anything while I'm doing that, and then we'll definitely get into the show. I got my man Jerry. I'm so sorry, man, when you called, man, I was so swamped. I see my man Jerry is on the board, so I'm gonna go to Jerry while I pull up some things and get ready. Jerry, I like I said, brother, I'm so sorry, man, I was swamped when you called me, and I was actually on a conference call that I couldn't get off of because there were some obligations that I had to meet. So please forgive me. But go ahead, Jerry. What's going on, brother?
I'm still learning. No worries. You and Scotty have y'all. I know y'all two busy people, man. Y'all accommodate me way too much, so I appreciate that thoroughly.
Nah, man, accommodating you. I need you, brother. So you doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. But go ahead, man.
Bitcoin have jumped up. I haven't, as of today, I haven't checked it, but I know yesterday it jumped up to like 5,600. Right when they
were. Yes, at 57.
Okay, it's at
right
67
now. It's at 5,762. Yeah.
Okay, it's at 57 now. Yeah, because I know it had it had dipped down to like 36, and then I turned around a couple hours later, and it had bounced back up. One of the important things that happened actually today was Trump. Ooh, he rescinded the nuclear deal with Iran.
Yeah,
and that's something that you probably would like to discuss. But I was hoping that. That brother Scotty could go a little more in depth on this BIE, because I didn't get to chime in with him this afternoon when he was going in on that, and I'm not sure how many people, because it's not a lot of people that's discussing that. And when I asked a couple of people that I'm in close proximity to, they know nothing of it. And I agree with Scotty that that's just a reinvention of COINTELPRO, like the prison conflict.
Oh, without a doubt.
Is a reinvention of slavery.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. And if Scotty wanted to chime in, definitely. That's exactly what it is. And it's not even a reinvention of it. It's just a renaming of it. Is, you know, because it's you know, they just renamed it, and that's exactly what it is. And it's been around. One of the things that the system always does is that it will do everything that it has done and got was successful in the past, because generally people are pretty much relatively the same, and because there's a intellectual cabal to teach us to respond a certain way and to think to teach us to obey and everything else. So. Yeah, that's very, very true. And I don't know if Scotty's going to be able to chime in or not. But I will just say this. Let me tell you what's, in my opinion, what's really, really happening here. The same thing that's been happening all the time, they're just going to ramp it things up. The very same organizations. I think it's very funny. The very same organization that is pulling the purse strings and pulling the overall puppet strings has always been doing that exact same thing. And you know, right now, what's really happening is a psyops that's happening. They want people to respond a certain way. This is why you're seeing the mainstream things that you're seeing. Okay, and it's mildly interesting that the overall, you know, it's really domestic violence that's going on. So a lot of domestic violence is going on from this standpoint. Here's how it is: the abuser in the domestic violence is making excuses for the victim, not just taking the abuse out of love that the abuser is doing. That's really what it is. And that's how they're trying to hide this whole thing. From everything that you're seeing, let me tell you, pay little attention to the things that can solve none of your problems. Pay little attention to the things that can solve none of your problems. Give energy to all the solutions that will mitigate the obstacles before you. The NFL is going to do what the NFL wants to do. And if we spend too much time responding to it, the NFL is insignificant to you. Everything else that's going on, even from what the Fed is doing, is from the FBI, is saying this and that. Yes, it's very, very relevant. But see, the thing how you really make meaningful change in that is you remove the power and you remove the energy that the FBI have. And there's ways to do that. But if you're responding to the enemy's counterattacks or the enemy's attack against you, you're in a position of disadvantage. If you can neutralize the enemy where the enemy cannot make any attacks on you, you won. It's not sacrificing the future for a momentary emotional battle. It's not the battle that you need to win. It's the prosperity that we need to continue to develop and grow. See, the system doesn't want us to pay attention to what really works. It will always have in the mainstream media what it wants you to respond to. If it's not in the mainstream media, it's because they're sensitive to it. They're vulnerable to it. What's in the mainstream media is the distraction to get you in position for a counter and sneak attack. While you're looking forward, they're coming from your flanks. While you're looking forward, they're coming from behind you. While you're looking behind you and forward, they're coming from underneath you. But when you resonate in the way that you're building, no matter where they come, you have a shield of protection around you. You're immune. We need to build our immune system. We really need to build our immune system in an asymmetrical way. And there are ways to do that. It's just not common knowledge, so a lot of time people will say, what way is that? Well, I'll tell you. Listen to your instincts more and listen less to what the mainstream media is doing other for than this purpose only. When they say left, you go right. When they say up, you go down. Know that everything that they're pushing, everything that they say is a lie. That's probably some of the best intel that they tell where they're vulnerable at. They tell you where they're vulnerable at. Why are they where are they vulnerable right now? They're vulnerable from people no longer giving energy and starting to do things collectively and individually to better themselves. And they're becoming more sovereign instead of obeying. Let me tell you something. Borders is the way to control people because man gives you borders. Every time you fly, you just see what the great creator has created and given out of love. The borders is when you land and you look at a map. A map is nothing more than a contract of control because it's on a piece of paper. So there are many attacks that are happening. But we don't need to run out to dispend our valuable energy on things that are not going to change our overall condition. They haven't changed. But there's an opportunity not only to change but to reverse the prosperity that has been lost. So very telling. They're telling you these things for a reason. They're telling you these things for a reason. They're doing these things for a reason. And their reason is for their agenda. And if we remove ourselves from that, their agenda will always fail. Yes. There are going to be things, and we realize from the overall attack that there are some things that we are definitely going to have to change, because we don't need them to slow down their attacks. We need to stop being victimized by them. And there's one way to do it: to no longer allow them to be relevant. When they're no more relevant, there is no more energy that they will have. When they lose the control, they have no influence. They no longer control the wind. You have never seen the wind, but you've seen the effects of it. Right now, because of the amount of energy we give the system, they have become superheroes. They have become superhuman, where they could defy the gravity. They can defy physics. They could defy the natural things of the world. Why? Because we have given too much energy to them, and they've been able to harness that energy to where the overall nature of things has to respond to them. I don't know if anybody's put it to you that way. We've given them too much energy. Now they can defy the weather. How can they defy the weather? Because they, because of the energy that they've been given, they were able to harness that into and use the book of Mercury and the overall science and alchemy, and using physics and using biology to their advantage, and it makes them superhuman. But when we remove that energy from them, see, they can't create that type of energy themselves individually. They have to harness it. And when they can no longer harness that type of energy, there will be no weather devices that they can manipulate the weather with. And even if they do, there can be counters to it by the overall energy, will, and the purpose of other people that will be an objective to that, and they will defy the direction of the wind that they have set for, and they say, no, the wind will stay on its true and natural course. And that's where the ecosystem takes over for the good of it all. And not being manipulated under established fixed control. So y'all are on the brink of changing the wind, changing the fire, changing the water, changing the environment. And we never should lose focus based in their deceptive magic tricks. And if we don't believe that they got magic from by giving them energy, then all they become is the clown, the irrelevant clown. Because once we do that, then we will be able to re-harness the energy for us to be super human. For us to be the marbles. You know, I'm going to give you a little clue. One of the reasons why I love silver. And I want y'all to do this, and y'all will see what I absolutely mean. Go to YouTube and look up the shows from the Silver Surfer. Watch the overall animated cartoons from the Silver Surfer. One that is talked about the least of all of the Marvel characters. One that the system doesn't really want you engaged with, but it's there. And one in which, when you will see that, you'll see what I mean by that. When I was a child, I watched that. And I became familiar with it. And the overall power of it, it really didn't hit me. It hit me from when I was there, but it was just this spark that set me in a different direction. And then as I got older, I started to really see what was really, really happening. And I started to resonate with the energy that was created there. And I can see where this was coming from. And I'm not a fan of anything. I'm not a fanatic of anything. But I do try to pay attention to every darn thing. Every damn thing. But I don't respond to just to anything. I may hear you, but we got to be mature enough not to pay attention. Give energy to you. I'll hear you, but I won't give energy to you. I won't listen. So, you ever want to check out something amazing in some of the animated cartoons? Silver Surfer is one of the great ones. And I miss, and my man Jambone, Jam, if Jam was here, I think he would agree. But I say that because the system knows how powerful you are. So they have to have, they have had to have created an intellectual cabal to make sure that you'll never know how powerful you are. But one of the things in the taunting and in the harvesting of your energy, it is even magnified when they can, when they can add the bitter, the augmentating force of emotion and anger. It strengthens the venom. It strengthens the poison. Then when they add silver, the poison, it's almost unstoppable. Almost unstoppable. So I didn't mean to go on like that, my man Jerry. So I will definitely go ahead.
You fine, Dave. I was wanting to add in though, is that you was talking about the energy, and Scotty was speaking to this point too, is that when we reading about this stuff, it's not to not for us to get upset and start pondering on it, but only to recognize what they're doing. Because I think a lot of us, when we find this information, we get so distressed about what we need to do, how we gonna do whatever we decide to do, when all we need to be doing is just recognizing what the objective is and being able to spot it when we see it. We was talking about it being a reinsurgence of the COINTELPRO. And Scotty, I don't know how many people seen it, but you gotta check out that, because it was almost a week long show on the BIE. And what was going on is it was a lot of speculation and perception. And I know on Foundational Radio, when me and Brother Ross be on there, I seem to bring up perception a lot, because me, you, and Scotty can all see the same thing happen right before our eyes, and we standing shoulder to shoulder. But all three of us are seeing something different. We would consume that differently. And what's going on right now is that they are dissecting it to a point to where everybody is consuming it the same way. If you only just glancing at it and not taking in the information for yourself. So I wanted to get your perspective on that. Excuse me. And also, like I had stated about the Iran deal that Trump just pulled out of. And all of the people, because I think me and you, me and Scotty, about a year ago when Donald Trump was running, me and him both agreed that Donald Trump is a very smart man. There was a lot of people who called in and talked about how stupid he was, but this man does not let chaos, he does not let it slip through his grips, whatever the case may be. Kind of like the NFL thing. They was kneeling for police brutality, but he was able to flip it to where they was kneeling against him. You know, he takes advantage of these things, and right now he wants to go. He wants to go to war. They've been talking about taking the codes from him, but when you have things like the Iran deal and other countries getting mad because the United States are not holding up to their end of the bargain, which is nothing new, but it's kind of blatant at this point, so it gets people on edge, and that'll be an easier way to facilitate the wars to go ahead on and start. Now we have we've been talking crazy.
Right there.
Yeah, we've been talking crazy about North Korea, and a lot of people ain't been paying attention, but Trump been throwing little shots at India too, because their economy is booming. So he's putting little tariffs here, little tariffs there to kind of back them up off of that. And what's happening there is everybody's temperatures is rising towards the U.S., and that makes it easier for him to say, well, you see, this is what they're doing over here, and this is what they're doing over there. Ain't nobody going to think about all of the nonsense that he's been doing or saying. The only thing they're going to see is that the media is going to be putting out, well, such and such, stop taking U.S. dollars over here. They're restricting us from oil unless we pay in this type of currency. And not the whole population, but most of them are going to say, yeah, we need to go over there and handle that. Same way they done in Desert Storm, the war in Iraq, all of these places. Same thing happened. And like Scotty said, why change the game plan if it continues to work? So it's just a recirculation of the same old plan. And it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say don't give them the energy, and this is just my perception of what you said, it's not that we shouldn't pay attention to it. We just have to notice it when we see it and know how to handle it when it comes to that point. And I put myself
right
on you. Thank you.
No. Well said. Well said, Jerry. You know, and you know, Donald Trump is a celebrity figurehead. He facilitates the perfect reason to say that America has lost it and we need to do something against it. And it is a plausible deniability, and they add that he's the perfect scrubbing of the crime before it happens, as well as celebrity figurehead Obama was. These individuals, these are celebrity people that they put out in front of you. So that the agenda is used as the tool to get to the method that will bring about the objective. And the war has already, let me tell you, and I'll tell you my opinion, the U.S. could go to war against this country and that country, but the two countries never go to war. The corporations don't go to war. It's their citizenry that they make fight each other. Because if Germany would have lost the war, then why is there such a thing as Germany? Why didn't it die with the war? But I'm going to tell you who did die during the war was Germans. What was classified as Germans. See, until we really look at this thing for what it really is, the same tricks that they pull, the same rabbit out of the hat, will always make us go, ooh, how'd they do that? There is no such thing. And when we realize there is no such thing as what they're giving, whenever the system wants you to do something, it's because it can't do it itself. It needs a slave. It needs someone to obey to do that. And if you don't do that and you do something else opposite of it, it becomes null and void almost instantaneously. Let me tell you how it works. As soon as you stop listening to them, they no longer become relevant to you, and you start doing other things. And then you prepare for, I know that this is going to influence because I'm just one individual and I'm going up against more than I have. Basically is this. So many times you hear that it's only the few that control the many. See, by having that overall mindset, that puts you at a position of disadvantage right away. Here's why it puts you at a disadvantage right away. There's few controlling the many. what's really happening, so that when every individual hears that, they say, well, then we can defeat them. And then they look, well, I can't get anybody to go with me. Now the few is much greater than you. It's when the few becomes much greater than you. I can only perpetuate the free will that I'm able to perpetuate. The thing that the system has learned very well is that they hate each other, but big business has a way of making enemies friendly. So what they do is they come together and say, if we just galvanize ourselves, just from the few of us galvanizing ourselves would be greater than the few individuals in the world that would even challenge. Because we got them so thoroughly confused from our schooling system and everything else, and all of our propaganda and all of our tricks or deceptions, we lay so many traps that they stay falling and falling and falling for. And they hate one another, and because they hate one another, they'll never be able to become greater than the few, because the few is greater than the individual. That's the spiritual law. So it doesn't really become relevant until individuals become the many. Then the few will no longer have a control over the many. The physical law will speak. And they play these games in our schools. And they play these games in our, in all the things that, that they synthesize. And all the things that they put together. And it is all for a reason, to keep everything the same as it was yesterday. Same people doing the same thing for the same outcome. And it's simple because it works. They have the same free will to things that you do. But what they did is they realized the overall importance of coming together even with those that they hate. And big business has a way of making enemies friendly. So important. We got another caller in clue. It's my man Ramon out of Colorado. Ramon, welcome to Tando Radio Show. Go ahead, brother.
What's up, Dave? What's up, Scotty?
What's up there, Ramon?
Oh, man. Just getting off.
Then we're going to go to my man Thomas. Go ahead. I know, hey, brother. I know. Go ahead, Ramon. Yes, sir.
Man, Jerry made me think of something that is why those... I love how y'all talking about that smoking type of concept. Here's why I like...
We can't hear you. Ramon, start all over. Your voice is too far away.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now we got you 100. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. Jerry made me think about it twice, about them codes, because I've heard from people all the time, oh, Donald Trump don't need his hands on them codes, and blah, blah, blah. And it just made... Logic told me, you know what? They change them codes every day. Them is just digital numbers that can be changed every day. So I like the fact that y'all are using the smoke and mirrors type of concept to explain this stuff to us, that we got to stop getting caught up in the magic show and just look at it for what it really is. You know, Donald Trump probably don't even have codes. And if he do, they're probably changing them every day, just to be quite honest. You know what I'm saying? It's just a flick of a... It's like... it's the same equivalent of us having a password into your email account. And I think that's where we start. That's why I agree with what y'all are doing. We see the headline is what Jerry was saying. Everybody glances at the headline, and all of a sudden they think they know what's in the content and never read the content of it at all. I myself have done that on a few occasions. So I know
we all have.
A lot of us are doing. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you, fellas, for so much.
No. Great. Shared. Man, no, because you got it. You know, and one of the things is that we don't have our own reading comprehension, because we are taught the language of those that are here to destroy us. I remember someone told me, David, that's not a word. I said, did you understand what I just said to you? Then yes. And so you got the words that you understood the words that I was speaking out of my mouth. But see, it's not, yes, I know it's not the king's good English. But you served a good king. See you later. You know what? The system is so thorough that it can tell us the truth. And we'll defend their lies.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here's another one then, since you brought that up. Me and my wife is reading an article from, I forget who's the headline, I did post it on BTR Community. And me and her read the article together. The EPA put out their report on Puerto Rico and the fact that they said it's going to be worse. Now, a couple of things popped up in my head. First of all, shouldn't the EPA be utilizing some type of federal, aren't they obligated to get up and say, hey, man, you don't want to do it, we're going to violate you, and we're still going to get it done. I thought that's what their whole role was. But here's something that was so interesting in this article, and I put it on BTR Community. In that thing, they said raw sewage will continue, quote, to be leaked into the local waterway. At first, I didn't catch it, and then I had to see that they put it in quotes. And me and my wife, we read it about four times, and we both came up with this. They're not saying that the infrastructure is breached. They're saying we're going to open up the sewer lease. And allow sewage through the rivers, the streamway, you know, just a whole. Now, I was like, now these are some diabolical people. They didn't sat there and we getting ready to put doodle in your water.
Man, Ramon, hold on, Ramon. You can't smoke the mic and just walk off like that. Wait a minute, Ramon.
I'm here.
It's the same thing. Because reading for our own comprehension is more important than having their school reading comprehension, because their school comprehensions of reading allows us whatever they say is right. Say, EPA. And then the same people that's doing it, we'd be like going and say, y'all should do something about it. And say, you know what? You're right. We're going to turn the spigots up even more. We're going to release even more.
That's what I got out the article, that get ready. That's left. Yeah.
That's what it is. And you know why that adversely affect us? Because cholera will break out, because we don't know nothing about silver anymore. So whenever we talk about silver, it's like a foreign, it's like a foreign language. I had to catch my expression there. It's like a foreign language. See, but when you're sovereign and self-determining, you know what's really going on from a standpoint, and you could do what you can do, even as an individual going against the many. One of the things that you do have is you have guerrilla warfare, where you can hide and do what you need to do to protect yourself and protect your family. And hopefully the masses will say, wait a minute, why is Noah building an ark over here? Let me stop condemning and let me pick up a hammer. Puerto Rico, if you that are here on Tando Radio Show was in Puerto Rico before the hurricane, during the hurricane, and after the hurricane, if you were unable to leave and you were there, you would have been in a much better position than those that had never heard of this show before. And it's not the show, it's the energy and the context of the show. It's the individual callers. It's the galvanizing of our energy together. Say, hey, this is more appropriate. This is what we should. You would be in a better position. Just like when Hurricane Maria comes to the U.S. mainland, that they determine as the U.S. mainland, once it comes to move you off the land, you too will be in a better position. Because we don't read the way they taught us to read. We read through their lies because we know they're lying. Once you know someone is a liar and they're lying, you know they're not credible. So you're able to see through everything that they have intentions for, because they can't resist exposing that they're full of raw sewage. Full of raw sewage. Man, let me go. Ramon, did you want to add anything else before I go to my man Thomas?
How much time you got? Dave, y'all, okay. I'm good, bro. Y'all did such a good job. I appreciate you, bro. Thanks.
Man, I appreciate you and Jerry, and that's what we perpetuate here. This is what we grow with. Ramon, huge part, and we need to do that contracting show, Ramon. Let's do it. After this week, I'll be better off time-wise, brother, from everything that's going on. And make sure you're on the call tonight, please. You and Jerry, make sure y'all are on the call tonight. So let me go to my man. You know what? We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Go to the commercial break, then we're going to go to my man, Thomas, out of the city. Well, I can't say it's the city, because that would be the city of London. We're going to go to my man, Thomas, out of NYC. I'm going over. For those of you that are from Jersey, you know what I'm talking about. Hit you in the gut there, huh, Ross? I'm going over. So, hey, listen. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. So let me go to another caller that's in queue. Got my man Thomas that's out of NYC. Thomas, welcome to Tando Radio Show. Go ahead, brother.
Peace, Dave. What's going on, bro?
What's up, my brother? How you feeling? Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you as well, man. And let's not forget, man, New York is the city, bro. You know, New York is older than York. You do the math, you know. New Spain, Florida is older than Spain, when you do the math. But, you know, it's funny you was talking about English, you know, because I've been told that mastery of the English language is poetry. And, you know, I think that you can pretty much say that. I don't know how they did it. We've mastered poetry as a people. I mean, you can look at hip-hop and see that, but for some reason we don't master reading comprehension. To me, that's by design. That's something being done deliberately. You know, you guys can talk it as well as you can, but you can't understand it, you know, in the written form. I wanted to chime in with it looks like London and Ireland are about to get a heritage.
Thomas, you know, you dropped a bomb there with what you were saying.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. All right.
you dropped the bomb, but go ahead, brother.
Oh yeah, but I see that London and England is London and Ireland is about to be on a threat to get hit with a hurricane. which I thought was very interesting, because how the heck do you make a hurricane go that way into the cold water? I mean, that has to be some type of engineering. I mean, marvel there. That's like frigid Arctic water up there, and you get a warm water, something that feeds off of warm water to go over the cold water and remain a hurricane and pick up strength now to Category 1 is amazing. So that's it looks like if there was some weather wars going on, looks like maybe Hawks shooting their gun the other way now. There was some talk about the Europeans being the people who were behind the hurricanes hitting the Caribbean because of the debt and this, that, and the other. So maybe they're shooting them the other way. I don't know. But when I saw that, I thought to you, I said, man, this is impossible. You know, this is highly illogical.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And I had
is that natural?
Totally unnatural, brother. Totally, y'all. I had something else that was in the news, but I'm in a room different than where I saved the articles that I had wanted to say something about. So I'll save it for later. Thanks for taking my call,
okay. You should, okay, yeah, and then when you get it, just jump back in, because I definitely want to hear it. We definitely need to do that. So, okay, everyone, yeah, just so many unnatural things. Pretty soon you're going to have hurricanes on land. You're going to have land hurricanes, because they become the super friends. They become the system has become able to defy physics. Able to interrupt the spirit of the law. We'll never be able to control the spirit of the law, nor even own it. But they will be able to manipulate it and interfere with it. So, very, very important. All right, so if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. So, what is it that we should be doing? You know, one article, there's a bunch of articles there, but we got kind of late. Is one, I want to real quickly, my man Roz posted this one from Futurist. NASA, never, and NASA, you know, I like to give the acronyms, words, and everything else. NASA, I always go by this. NASA means never a straight. No, let me see. NASA. Never a straight. I don't know. I got to come up with one there. But NASA, always full of lies, NASA. You know, the old NASA's are part of the third right, manifest destiny. NASA press release says our solar system has a ninth planet. Well, in our very early shows, we had talked about that. We played the clip with Robert Harrington, and then Zachariah Sitchin. Meeting, we played that in for you all a long, long time ago, and yep, you know, it was probably even more. But let me tell you this. Whatever they tell you, it's a lie. And until we look at them as liars, then we'll always be in a position to where their lives will not adversely affect us as they have before, because they're not credible. Am I? There is no press release that they could have that is credible. But they will tell figments of the truth in order to hide. See, the thing about the system is that they lie to keep you from the truth. Because the system knows you need the truth. And more importantly, it knows that you need the truth. The truth don't need you. Still going to be the truth. Still going to be the truth. So that was a real, real good one. So wanted to share that. So let me jump into today's show. There's a lot of things that were there and what's in the news. Check out that great, great postings by Roz. But we got a little off, but that's all right. We're going to keep rolling. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Now, I want to say, it's a Financial Friday. What is it that we should be doing? Well, we should be doing the best that we possibly can with what we do have. That in itself is the appreciation to the great creator for what was given to us out of harmony, love, peace,
and prosperity. And I think that it's high time that we start to synchronize our efforts. And I don't mean to start off on a grand scale, because then that will be easier for us to give up. And I think that small steps is how a baby Olympian learns to run and win the race. And I think it's very important for us to take the first small steps that are being aided by others. And the aid of the small steps that we should be taking by aided by others is each other. So that when we're able to run, we run for the village. We run for the community. We run not just for ourselves, but we run for all of those that we are in relationship with. And that sincere relationship is built off of the principles of sustainability, sovereignty, and most of all, providing sustainability and prosperity. Prosperous of health, prosperous of mind, prosperity of a spirit. Because there are many of us that no longer want to be the self-esteem broken junkies that we've been before, and all of the things that go along with it. We no longer want to be addicted to that drug. And how do we start? We start very simply by forcing ourselves to do things that is in the best interest of us all. Of us all. Because where you live and the people that you're around, we need to change our overall relationships with one another. There was one of my good friends. One of my good friends of mine said, "Hey, David, let me tell you about something that I'm doing between me and my," she was saying, her and her boyfriend. "What I want to do is this." And I thought it was so powerful. She says, "I want to do 1 week where we just agree with each other." Tell you, all of the great solutions are birthed through our women. Life is always birthed through our women and is seeded by the warrior men. So I shut up and I looked at her. I said, "This is what we're going to do." "Yep, this is what we're going to do. For 1 week, we're going to agree with each other." Do you see the power in that? Just imagine, I want you to do this with the people that you are responsible for. I want you to do that same exercise. Because it's the small things that become the great changers of many. Just agree in your home first. Make your home your sanctuary of sovereignty. Yes, I know that person get on your nerves, this person gets on your nerves. The system has thoroughly put that into place so that it be easy for that to be facilitated. And let's not give all of this praise to the system for what a great job it does. It was easy for us to do it because it sparked the evilness in us that we all like to feed. We all been taught to be full of bull dung. So most of us and all of us are full of bull dung. It's a lot of shoveling we need to do in ourselves, first and foremost. But I want you to think about the power of that. Wherever you are, whoever you are, find someone that you can agree with for 1 week. Regardless of who that individual is. you'll learn so much about yourself and others around you. And then how now you're learning to do what? You're learning to create an environment of cooperation, an environment of nurturing growth, an environment that establishes solutions. We already know what's wrong. It's we've given too much energy, too much low frequency to complaining about what is wrong. We can find that and we can notify what's wrong. We can see what's wrong. We're expert at that. But see, we spent so much energy in knowing what's wrong, we don't know how to change a darn thing that's wrong, because we become the wrong that we found. Just think about it. 1 week of agreeing. I think that's one of the first steps for us to be agreeable among ourselves. We got another caller in queue. I want to go to him. I want to come back to this concept because it's very, very important. 1 week where you agree with someone, particularly someone that you are in relationship with, is probably more important. To start there. Because the closer the poison is to the fruit, the deadlier it becomes to the tree's root, where the tree dies. So take care of yours. So listen, I want to go to this caller that's in 502. Welcome, caller. That's in area code 502. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Yes. Han DC. I'm calling from Louisville, Kentucky. And
yes, sir.
I wanted to call about the Black Identity Extremist report. I entered in that phrase, Black Identity Extremist, in Facebook to see what pulled up, and also on YouTube to see what pulled up. I watched every video that came up with that. And what really interests me was not a single white person has appeared speaking on that issue that I have seen, but I see them speaking on every other issue, and I just wonder, like how are they all, I mean, like, did they, like, how do they all know not to speak on this issue, or why? I just wonder, like, how is it that they're not speaking on this? Like, it seems like this is the most important thing I've heard this year, so I'm just wondering about that, if you had any, you know, thoughts about that.
You know what, brother? I'm glad that you brought that to our attention, and welcome to Tando Radio Show. Glad to hear your voice for the first time, brother. And I'm going to tell you, you know, because there's something that is not genuine about this whole thing. There's something that is coerced about this whole thing. There's something that is created by this, because it's a psyops. And I think it's a psyops for this reason. Yeah, hold on, Jerry. I think it's a psyops for this reason. I think it's a psyops because it's the perfect opportunity to create conflict and confusion among the masses, and they're going to make that build up. Because if you're starting to see, the false flags are starting to rampant themselves up, but now we're going to be moving out of the age of false flags, and it's going to be all-out confrontations. The battle lines are going to be drawn now. In order to draw those battle lines, like what you saw in Nevada, in the shooting that's in Nevada, the same people that are investigating are the same ones that did it. Those that wrote the paper about this, the same ones that wrote it are the ones that are actually putting the ingredients, and they're stirring it because it was from their overall creation. And it tells them that we're moving into desperate measures now by desperate people and desperate organizations to maintain relevance. So that's what I've been noticing about. I'm not saying that that's true. But as things start to get worse, we got to get stronger and get better. We got to get more focused instead of led astray. And I'm glad that you all are seeing these things and starting to question, what's up with this? Something about this just ain't right. Because you always known that it wasn't. If they reported something, it's because they are themselves are doing it. They're doing it. So let me go to Jerry real quick. Go ahead, Jerry.
I was just wondering, how you doing, brother, first and foremost, and then all of the other callers and listeners. There are a few people that are speaking about it. If you would like to hear about it on the radio, you would have to tune in to these right-wing places like Fox News and some of the other extremists. Internet shows. Now, I listen to them not to get no information. I just like to hear what they're passing along to their people. And what they do is you have people like, Sean Hannity. I know he's a very well-known person, even if you don't listen to him. Most people have heard of him. You have people like him who speak about these things, and we all know that he hardly ever uses the truth, nor like Brother Ramon was saying, just look at the headlines and never consume the content. Now, what he does is he go on there and he speaks about it. And how they shade these things is that they find people like Sheriff Clark. It's another brother that I heard on there the other day by the name of, he was an NFL football player. He has a book out right now. But his name is something Owens. It's not Terrell Owens. He's an older guy. He played in the 80s. Grossman Owens, I believe. What they do is they have Sean Hannity to bring these topics up to these racist suspects. And then what ends up happening is that they will bring a black person on to speak to their ideology. They don't never use the words on their particular program, but they use the substance and confer it that way. So that's how you have to catch them, because they play a lot of games, and if you're not careful, you might fall into that deception. So that's why you haven't heard it on mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, and all of these type of places, because they're speaking in code languages. They have the number one racist to speak about it outright, and then everybody else use subtitles to continue on the conversation. That's all I wanted to say, Dave.
Yeah, and you know, it's just like we played it here when Zig Brzezinski's daughter says, "We tell the people what to think." Let me tell you, Cerebrally Naive Network tells his overall demographics, and I'm going to tell you who their demographics will always try to appeal to. Their demographics will always try to appeal to what we would commonly say is our community. And then the other line, like a Fox News, will go to the other side. But do you know that Cerebrally Naive Network and Lying Like a Fox News is getting paid from the same individuals to carry their overall message? Because that's the diversion. They want to create the propaganda to tell people what to think. They want you to think this way about that person so that person can think this way about you. Because they know if you and that person get together, the few no longer can control the many. It's a deviant program. Well put together. But it's up to us on how we're going to resonate with it. It's up to you how you're going to resonate with it.
Also, Dave,
because the choice is always yours. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Also, we have to look at this like a not like a path that's being divided with side by side. You have to look at it as a broken window. See, what happens is that they not only want the left, the what they calling right now the left and the right, or the Democrats and Republicans, to be divided. You have to look at it like a window or a windshield. When you put that crack in there, it's cracks that go everywhere. So to put it in perspective, Brother Scotty was talking about some of the people who who represent Black Lives Matter. Now, when you go onto their website, they absolutely do not like black men, as far as the organization itself. But there are a lot of black men that cooperate with that, because they don't go on and check the bylaws or what the objection of the actual movement
is. It's headline.
They just hear Black Lives Matter.
It's headline, like Ramon said, it's headline. You're not checking out the content.
So what happens is that once they figure this out, they've been fighting with these people, then they figure out what the bylaws are and what the objective is. Now, instead of trying to talk and figure out how we can come together, now there's a divide there. See, it's not just being separated from them people over there. You have to be separated amongst yourself also. Like Dave said, the same people are funding this on both ends. And if we're not careful, we'll get mad at the other person because they know just as little as we do. So now it's a conflict between us while we trying to fight a whole nother group.
And not paying attention to what's really happening. And you know, hold on, let me just say this, and then I'm going to go to Ramon real quick. Let me just say this. One of the things that's very, very important is that when we look at this whole thing, whatever they put on mainstream media, everything that's on mainstream media is reading a script. They're actually promoting an agenda. Whatever is on TV. See, let me ask y'all something. Is Black Talk Radio? Oh, you know why Black Talk Radio Network will never be on CNN? Because Black Talk Radio Network will talk about some truths. They don't want the truth to be talked about. They want the agenda. So you have to always be aware that I love mainstream media because it tells you where they're lying. They're lying from the time you turn that TV on, from its commercials, so you cut it off. Let me tell you something. If you know anybody that is mainstream, they're there for a reason. Because they are perpetuating, knowingly or not knowingly, but once they get paid, they know what they're doing. And I don't care how big their name gets, that means that they're just getting a bigger damn check. You can put in the names. And I'm going to tell you something. They've never spoken the darn truth. Because those that do speak the truth and happen to, if they ever decide they no longer want to go along with the program and they start speaking a truth that's outside of what their program wants them to tell, you know what happens to them? Since you took our money, now we're going to kill you. That's what really happens. Because the people that really do things that's truthful and everything else, there's no media coverage of that, because Z-Brig's daughter said it right. We're here to tell the people what to think. Don't forget that. So we had Ramon, I think it was. I'm not quite sure. I heard somebody say, hey, Dave. I think I heard Ramon's voice.
It was me, Dave. Yeah. Hey,
go ahead, Ramon.
Again, you and Jerry making some things kick up in my head. This is one of those times where I think we have to remind ourselves of that concept of in war, the money master funds both sides. And one thing we can never forget, and this is why I think we as a people really got to get really serious about how we're reading and comprehending. Let's say an all-out dirty war went down in the streets. One thing I learned about money masters is they don't really care, even if, like you've been saying, it could be white people, Mexicans, or whoever. Whoever starts winning that war, that's typically where they're going to keep their money going, even while they're still funding both sides. Reason why I bring that up that way, Roz mentioned the movie Money Masters a couple of weeks ago. I watched that movie back in 2011, and that movie talks a lot about what you constantly mention on this show, about how the strings being pulled is pulling both sides. It's not a one-sided thing. They're just going to go with wherever they see their leverage at. And that's what we're, I think what we're going to start seeing here, since y'all brought up the Black Lives Matter, we're going to start seeing some positive propaganda come up here pretty soon. I guarantee you that. And I'm even
Man, Ramon, I'm glad you said that. Yeah, go ahead, Thomas. Before we go to the break, we got 3 minutes before we go to the break. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I respect your show because you study the money. And, you know, that's something I don't really study. I study white people because I'm a counter-racist. Mm-hmm. So I have heard, been privy to quite a few conversations on there. So you have to understand that we have this, what they call conscious community, or these shows where people are, black people are waking up and starting to put out information. White people have the same thing. They call it the alt-right. And if you're not into their websites and you're not on their conference calls like you have on Thando Radio, they have radio shows too. You wouldn't know about them unless you're in their websites and on their pages. So those are the shows I call into. In fact, the last couple nights, I usually speak to my man in Oklahoma, our friend in Oklahoma, while I'm working, but I've been on the conference calls with these people and just listening, and they've been talking about it. And it appears to me, they're preparing for two wars. This is why I've been pushing a lot of why I've been saying the North Korea thing. I think it's going to pop off because they've been preparing for that, and they've also been preparing for a civil war. And since this BIE report came out, it's starting to sound a lot like the 70s, because what they're saying is you need to send these niggas to war. You need to break this up. You need to kill this consciousness. Let's draft them. Let's send them to this war that they've been preparing for, which is, I believe, North Korea. They're very vague in their language. They're talking in code, too. But that's what it sounds like based off of their jokes, the things that they're making. It's either China or North Korea who they're preparing. This is the alt-right. This is Bannon and, you know, so I've been really listening to their websites, and they've been talking about this extensively. This is all they've been talking about it. And the consensus seems to be is you need to ship them off. You need to get rid of them. And I'm in my line.
Yep, that's so true. And I'm going to tell you, it's the same propaganda that's being used in all other places, because what they want to do is that when the war strikes off, it's a depopulation program to do what? To shear back or to kill the overflow. Because the overflow or population control, because without population control, people start asking their own questions and they start becoming sovereign, and they see through all of the incompleteness and the lies that the system has. Listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we got a couple of other callers that's in queue. My man, Mario. We're going to go to my man, Mario, when we come back out of the commercial break. You're listening to Thando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Thando Radio Show, the last 30 minutes of the show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. You know, in the last 30 minutes, I really want to talk about some things that will benefit us as well. But I want to hear what you have to say, because it's very, very important, because we you know, I think there are some exercises that we need to be doing. And I talked about one, agreeing with someone. I want you to agree with someone that you care about. Agree with someone that you're in harmony with for 1 week. And then I also want you to do the next week where you disagree with someone that you're in harmony with all the time. That will be just as powerful or even more powerful than the agreement week. You will learn much about creating the environment for solutions. then there are no problems that you have. It's just the only the opportunity to utilize this solution. It turns your stress level. It turns your synthetic stress that man puts on you in a different way. There is stress. There's natural stress and synthetic stress. Natural stress sharpens your instinct that something is there that you need to be aware of, to be ready for action. Unnatural man stress causes you to do what? Shut down. The mind shuts down. The body shuts down. And everything, it consumes itself and falters in fear. Got to change our stress. Got to go back to good stress. So for 1 week, someone that you are in harmony with, that you are in, have an obligation to, I want you to agree with them for 1 week. Do this. These are the small steps to get to where we will need to be. I'm going to tell you, we have to come in with the abilities and the tools ready instead of asking, what do I need to do? You need to provide the solutions for it, because all of the solutions are there. All of the solutions are there. All of this. So I want to go to my man. I got two people on call. I got my man Roz and I got my man Mario. We'll go to Mario, then we'll go to my man Roz. Go ahead, Mario. What's going on, my brother? Good hearing from you.
What's going on, brother? What's going on, man? It's good to hear you, brother. And I'm going to find a
always
way to be on that call tomorrow by hook or by crook. So, you know, I'll be chopping it up with you tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Yes, sir.
Because I plan on being in agreement with you and everybody else so we can do what needs to be done. But yeah, man,
yes,
as powerful
yes,
information,
sir.
Man, you pulled me right. You pulled me right off my point, man, because what you're saying right now is so powerful, because if we are going to get together, we have to understand how to be able to deal with each other in good times and in bad times. And we have to understand how we are going to act under stress. So, you know, we can put people in the proper positions. You know, if I'm stressing out over a particular situation, then maybe I don't need to be, you know, governing that particular situation within the community.
That's right.
Until I mature, you know, put me in somewhere I'm more fitted.
Or I can get more counsel. The whole thing. Exactly. Put me somewhere I'm more fitted, where my talents are, then I can grow. And then the overall responsibility and the maturing of that maybe brings in a new talent that I didn't even know that we had. So true.
Right. Instead of trying to put a square peg in a round hole. And it also lets us know who still needs to be detoxified and go through, let's just term it, you know, cultural classes of the way we want to do things. You know, so they stick within the paradigm that the community is setting up. So all those foreign thoughts and emotions, you know, we can kind of work on those to you know, exercise
those
unsavory. Go ahead, brother.
No. You go ahead, Mario, because you. You're absolutely right, man. It's let me tell you, I had the pleasure of I met this brother through Thomas, and then met Mario, and then we developed a relationship. Then I finally got to meet them in person, and man, it just the time that I spent with Thomas and his family, his brother, his father, and Mario was there because they're very, very close friends, and they became close friends of mine. And then I introduced them to a very, very close friend of mine, one of my best friends. I introduced them to, and right away we all clicked. To where, as far as the click was not that it clicked, it was there. There was an agreement among us. There was a harmony and a bond that was forged. and it was going to tarry the fire. Regardless of what the fire is, the fire was only going to make us burn off the impurities to get to the real. And I had the pleasure of doing that. Now these brothers, at any time, I don't care. If something happened where they needed to come to my home, I wouldn't have a problem giving them my address and giving them the key. Many of you are the same way. You know who you are. Because there's a responsibility that we have to each other. And Mario, you know.
Yes, sir.
That time that we had, and we just learned so much from each other, and we saw the possibilities that were beyond our individual interest. It became the collective interest. And we stopped talking the I, and we start talking about the we.
And that's really what it's all
about. So powerful, my brother.
That's why it's such a good advice that you're giving, especially for the younger people, whether they're trying to form a community or just extend themselves into a relationship, because you need to know how the other person is going to react under stress, because the way that they react may put more stress on you, and you need to know yourself as to how you're going to react to it. Are you, like you said before, are you going to emotionally shut down, or are you going to react in a way that's going to be, counterproductive to what this person is expecting from you, or what they need in order to feel safe, secure, or to continue to be able to build or go down the same path. So what you were saying was very powerful. I'll go ahead and let Brother Roz have the floor, because I know he's going to drop it. So, it's all good.
Man, Mario, as well, you have too, man. And my thing is that we are going 1 week, agree with someone for 1 week. Then the next week, go to that person, say, let's disagree this whole week. And be respectful in that whole thing. And watch what happens. You'll learn something about yourself. You'll learn something about the individual. But you'll learn something about your capabilities. Let me go to my man, Ross. That's there in queue. Mario, much love, much respect, brother. Let's stay connected. Go ahead, Roz.
Hey, peace and love, Brother Dave. I love everything.
Peace and love, Roz. What's happening?
All right. Great show as usual. It's interesting. Thomas said something that kind of stood out and made me really click. He was talking about the two-pronged war that these white folks are getting set up for, the Civil War here, and of course the war with North Korea. Now, it makes perfect sense, because even when you go back to Vietnam, that's another country in Asia, and who did the vast majority of dying on the battlefield there? Black people. And so they send us to kill other non-white people. So that makes perfectly logic sense as far as the system's concerned. The Civil War here, they're hoping to have not enough black people here, because we'll be fighting in North Korea, to be able to defend ourselves here with the Civil War, because they're going to definitely make us a high level of focus, especially with all this BIE stuff, when the Civil War kicks off here. Now, another interesting aspect to what he said was that they were using the war to thwart our ability to come to a level of collective prudence. Now, previously, when I was coming up, and Jerry and Thomas, it was crack. So it was drugs. Before that, it was heroin. This was the 70s. This is right after the civil rights movement. The Vietnam War ended in 73. So in order to end our collective movements from the 60s, we were given heroin. Then in the 90s and 80s, it was crack. So now that we've learned about heroin, they can't really use that the way that they used to. The only people, the only major group of black people affected by heroin now are young people who are into what they call sip and lean, which is basically, heroin-laced cough syrup. So besides that particular demographic, which is an important one because they're the future, The rest of us who know this history and have lived through these eras understand this stuff, so they can't get us to collectively get strung out like we used to. Now they have white people doing that. So what they did to us, they're now doing to white folks, so that the white people who don't control things, the less powerful white people, are going to be in a situation where they're anesthetized to what's being done to them as well. So it's just very, very interesting that now that they can no longer use drugs the way that they did previously, because we've wisened up to some degree about that, the next thing would be to send us back to war. So you see the cycle? It's war, Vietnam War, drugs, 70s, 80s, 90s. Now we're going back to the war paradigm again. And I'm sure after that, there'll be some new drugs that they bring out to try and get us strung out.
Oh, my goodness.
That takes place. So that was just something I thought about with the discussion, and everybody brought up salient points. So thanks again, and I will mute my line up.
Hey, can I?
Man,
add
I'm gonna tell you hold on 1 second, Jerry. As man, with my man Thomas was saying, with this lean and everything else, and this is all a part of a depopulation, because not only that, this is where they have they so-called give selective groups some form of rights. And then when they give you those rights, they are basically ushering you in for the next slaughter. And this is there are so many plays that they continue to. It's like an NFL playbook, like an NFL or NBA playbook. This is the play that we run at this time during the game. This is the play that we run when it's this time on the clock. From the environment out of everything else, and we continue to run those, and then we run those plays, and can you stop us is the key. So go ahead, Jerry.
I was just, because Roz and Thomas, I had, when Thomas first made that statement, I wanted to jump in, but I knew you had other callers. And Roz just reiterated it, that about a year and a half ago, I had mentioned that it was going to be a civil war. And I knew a lot of people was like, what is he talking about, a civil war? Well, see, the civil war, unlike what everybody is thinking about, now y'all take y'all time and just picture this with me. It's not a civil war being America versus America. What it is, the civil war, is these white people on this outright versus the white people who are fighting with these Black Lives Matter. And they want to send us to war, like he was saying, because that takes down the numbers. If they send us to the war, that means less of them have to go to the war. Remember, a lot of these young white people go to these wars because they want to kill. They want to learn how to kill. They're not smart enough to go do anything else, so they go to the service. What happens is that a lot of them die off. And then just about a year ago, we was discussing the birth rate to the death rate. It was a huge difference, with death being on top and the birth rate being at the bottom. So if they can send us to the wars, then that will counteract that balance. It's a lot of people that they don't even want to, that's why they keep changing our names. That way we won't have to, there won't be a black and a white. That's why there's so many categories all of a sudden. Excuse my background noise, I'm sorry about that. But when you start taking all of these, it's kind of like when those dark, dark black Africans come from Africa and they get citizenship, but yet they classify as white. And I know some people say that that's a legal jargon, but the fact of the matter is when you look at the census, it counts up under that European aspect. So therefore, they still have a larger number, which is not correct because their numbers don't equal up to what's on the paper. So they're trying to get their birth rates back up by having us go instead of them, because it's enough of them that already have this war training. They could train here without having to be in the physical wars themselves. So when the war kicks off here on home soil, they will be ready. But that's just the way that I think. Once again, I say this to you just to get your ass back, and I promise this is the last time I'm going to chime in. Thank you, Dave.
No, you're good. You're good, man, my man. I will say this. One of the things that I've noticed,
and this is just me, the system just as equally hates every single person on this planet. It uses dividing lines to its advantage, and they emotionally charge it so much so that have any of you ever been so angry that you get tunnel vision? And logic is irrelevant. How many times have you seen people that get so angry, you try to stop them from doing something, but they're in a rage? One of the things that's very, very smart that the system does, because it has to have a guerrilla warfare mentality because it doesn't have the masses to do it, one of the things that it does is it invokes the emotions. And by having the emotions, they're able to get the fighting in the overall the trimming of competition without even competing. The system has become the great competitor. The great predator. It's become a great predator. This system equally hates everyone. It wants to enslave everyone because every single person has an intrinsic value of will that's directed by that is seen in energy. The energy is directed by the free will of people. And if you can get people very easily to surrender their free will to your agenda, by hook or by crook, you got them. And the likelihood of you having them for generations, how many of us do the things that are not in our best interest that were taught to us by our parents because they didn't know? Survey ourselves. Survey what we've been taught and see why it's so strongly rooted in the fads that we follow. Someone said, hey, D, go ahead.
Oh, Dave, man. Yeah, I wanted to say, man, what Rob said was compelling. And absolutely, the young kids are strung out on this lean. Even worse than lean. This is 20 times worse than lean. Is those SSRIs that they've been on since they were little kids, because they were
diagnosed. Right, Thomas, right.
And by the time they're 18 and they can't get that prescription anymore, they're all in the psych ward. Everyone in the psych ward, I say, is under 24 and off the chain, tattoos all over their faces. And can't even have a conversation with them. And those
biological warfare,
yeah, pretty much, because they do the same body thing to the body as with the methamphetamines. You know, actually, mm-hmm. if they had methamphetamines in the ghetto, all these kids would be strung out on them. I'm surprised they haven't put it there yet, because they can't get the SSRIs once their parents aren't getting the check for giving it to them. You know, once they're out of the school system, and it's really sad. They are really sad. The last thing I wanted to say is on Afghanistan. They're going to stamp up Afghanistan. This is the box in Russia, because Russia is the most dope-dependent country in the world. Russia's heroin problem makes the United States heroin problem look like non-existent. Yeah, it's one
it's
in four.
Huge.
One in four of the male adults in Moscow under the age of 35 are on dope. One in four. And they don't have that many men to start with over there because of all the wars they've had over the years. So while them going to Afghanistan and fighting the Taliban is Russia's dope connection. That's their Pablo Escobar's. You know, them knocking off the Taliban over there by them blowing up those poppy fields that support Russia, this is putting Russia in a situation where they're dependent upon the United States for this heroin. Therefore, their hands are going to be tied. They don't want to have they don't want to have the living dead going on in Russia. We already know they're cannibals. I mean, they're amongst, next to these people, the worst of the white people. So I think that's very important. And I'm watching that Afghanistan thing because that's to box in Russia. Not because they need more dope. They already got plenty of dope that they got coming over here and all these pill forms is to keep Russia occupied and out of the war when they go in there. And I'm in my line. Thank you, bro.
Well said, man, because it's just so much. Hold on a second.
Please.
So much, and yes, this is so true. Russia has an extensive heroin problem, not only in its general population, but in its military as well. And this, see, one of the things is that, as I always said, these governments are in one big fraternity against you. That's why all of this works. So, and it's why you can say, wait a minute, but this and this and this, because we're not looking at it for what it, our comprehension of what it is there is no. You got to remember, everything that you was taught was a lie. Everything that you was taught by this system was a lie. And they put the appropriate people in front of you to make it credible. But a lie is only credible when someone is naive. And they keep us from this intellectual cabal, ignorant. And what is the ignorance? The greatest way to maintain ignorance is to have someone always obey and never to think for themselves. Because when you think for yourself, it's a responsibility. It's a burden. It takes energy. And the system has always anesthetized us to be lazy. Lazy of thought. Lazy of engagement in relationship. This is why we can be so self-centered in our overall relationships. If it ain't, what about me? What about me? What about me? So easy. We all do it because we've been taught to do it. And it has really destroyed our overall sense of sovereignty. We no longer know the sense of sovereignty. We got to get ready to go, but I want to give Brother Braggs the last, and then Brother Braggs, right after that, chime us out, and is never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. We're going to have a 7:15 Central Standard Time. Jump onto the conference call line, 712-775-7035, and I gave out the passcode in the earlier segment. I think it's 968955. Yep, that's it. So let's go to Brother Bragg, and then Brother Bragg will. I want Brother Bragg to chime off, to chime in, and then to take us out of here. Much love to you all. Thank you, Raj. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, my man Thomas Mario, the brother from Louisville that called in, my man Ramon, and you. I greatly appreciate you. Go ahead, Brother Braggs.
Hey, I was just going to say, just remember, they've always thought of all humanity as a farm, and we're all being farmed as you would farm animals in a farm. So it doesn't matter who you are, what you are, when it's time for your slaughter to come, you will be slaughtered because you just collateral damage. I hate to say it like that because it's more important than that, but that's what it is. And that was my thought.
What it is. That's what it is, Brother Bragg. So, man, so important. Okay, everyone, get ready to get out of here. Well said, Brother Bragg. Right. The system equally hates it all. But the key to that, how that is momentumized and the power from that is when they get us to get off of our square, get out of our position, and to surrender our sovereignty. Much love, much respect to you all. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind and chime us out of here. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
slicing cake.